This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 29th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Without objection, we'll move directly to item two on the agenda, a demonstration of the beta version of FEC's redesigned website. I am really pleased to start the meeting today with the unveiling of the beta of FEC's new website, Open FEC. From the moment I was confirmed for this position, and I had a discussion with Commissioner Goodman about this as well, a priority for me has been to ensure that the public can easily access campaign finance information, since the provision of campaign finance disclosure is a core mission of the FEC. All the commissioners have supported this project, and the staff at the FEC has enthusiastically participated in making this beta release a reality. Today's release is a leap forward toward the goal of transparency of FEC's vast trove of data and will be a model for open government. The website is a work in progress as it was built on an agile design model to involve real users in ongoing testing and feedback. We will design features in response to the comments. So all of those of you here and anybody else who's watching, please give us your feedback on the new beta. I want to thank our partner 18F and FEC staff for their hard work and dedication to this project. Particular thanks goes to Alec Palmer for shepherding so valiantly this project to this point, our staff director, Wei Lo, who is the project lead, Jeff Chumley, Paul Clark, Amy Court, Amy Pike, Pat Fongvirajati, Wen Cheng Jiang, Rohan Jayasekara, Jean Jiang, Joseph Kwan, Helen Gao, James Jones, Jonella Colmer, and Christian Hilland. Special thanks also goes to Leah Bannon, who is our 18F project manager, and her six outstanding staff members. So now I will turn it over to Alec Palmer for the main event, the demonstration of the site. And after the demo, I'll invite my colleagues to make comments before we go to the rest of the open meeting. Thank you, Alec.
Thank you. If we could have the commissioners take the front row, because we're going to be bringing down the screen and turning on the projector. Well, the commissioners are moving down. Just a few little housekeeping comments. You notice that we have the guest Wi-Fi. The name of the Wi-Fi and the password are on the walls. This guest Wi-Fi is also in beta today, so this is the first time you're going to experience it. So we'd be interested in getting feedback on that as well. Also, the one thing we want to bring to your attention is the projector we're using in the ceiling has been around for a few years. So the colors that you see are not going to be representative of what it really looks like. So for those of you who have mobile devices, you can log into our guest network and you can see the true color when you get to your PCs at home, at work. Take advantage of that, because some of the colors will not look right. So give us a bit of slack on that. Oh, yes.
Great.
Thank you. So again, I'd like to add my comments and thanks to all the commissioners, because with all six supporting this effort, it certainly makes it much easier for us to be able to accomplish these goals. Since the open meeting today is such a packed agenda, what we'd like to do is, if you have any questions or comments, my staff in 18F, after the demo, will be retiring to the public hearing room on the first floor. And so we'll be spending the day there. So we invite you, when you're free, to drop by, talk to us, and we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. Let me just take a minute, if I may, to tell you how we got here. The beta site that you're currently looking at is basically a landing page. It's a work in progress. But more importantly, think of this site as a vehicle to improve upon the experience and the process to add new features to the website. Since this is a beta site and a work in progress, we want to remind you that the FEC.gov site is still the go-to destination that we encourage people to go to. In partnership with 18F, we're following basically a development methodology that supports the administration's new philosophy based on user-centered processes. What you're going to see today is by no means a complete website, but rather the foundation for more additions. And as we continue to get feedback, new features will be added every few weeks to this beta site. For example, we heard loud and clear that it was the general public that thought that campaign finance data, in their minds, was all about candidates. And so our goal was to make sure that as we built the first portions of this website, was to focus on that and make sure that those numbers and the data was very visual. But we're also compiling data right now, as everyone knows, in two-year cycles. And we had a suggestion: would it make more sense perhaps to put four-year cycles for the presidential candidates and six-year cycles for the Senate candidates? We already have some great ideas on how to do that, but this is the purpose of the beta, because we want to get more feedback on the best way to do that. So reaching out to the public is the way that we can ensure that what is presented at the end of the process is something that is truly meets the needs of the public. I direct your link to the top right-hand corner of the page. You'll see a little beta name there that is underlined. When you have time, click on that. That will describe for you the whole process that 18F and the FEC has worked through in the methodology. I'm not going to take time to go through that today, but that will give you some very helpful background. Now, if we scroll down to the bottom right-hand side of the page, you'll see the feedback button. The feedback button on the right-hand side is going to be very, very important. We hope to get a lot of feedback, whether it's good, bad, or just ideas of how to make it better. This is going to be very critical to us. So this feedback button will follow you no matter what page you're on. So we wanted to make it easy for you to provide feedback to the team. Now, scrolling down to the very bottom of the page, you've probably heard basically about the application program interface, or APIs, that 18F has been working on. This went live in July of this year. Since then, we've had 434,000 hits just on the APIs. And again on this, because this is very technical but so powerful, the staff this afternoon and later this morning will be able to answer any questions, provide more detailed demos on the APIs that are available, because the APIs are really the foundation of our disclosure data, and it will make the ability for people to be able to get to the information that much easier. Let me talk just briefly about open source. The methodology that 18F used was basically everything is open source. This has a lot of advantages. Because the code is open, it means that basically that whatever 18F has developed can also be used by other government agencies free of charge. When 18F develops code on other projects that may be valuable to us, we can get it free of charge. So it's a philosophy that basically, rather than write code once, pay for it every time it gets deployed, with open source, you write it once, you pay for it once, and it's unlimited use for everyone. So a great benefit to the taxpayers as far as saving their dollars. As it relates to cost, the cost of this project, as you read costs in the paper and things of that nature, keep in mind that this is not just the cost for the website, but we have worked on so many other things with basically our infrastructure, the cloud computing, the APIs themselves, a bit technical on the HTTPS, the security, the NIST or FedRAMP compliant capabilities, database synchronization, so many things that we've been working on that are the collateral benefits of this project and will provide a great foundation for us going forward as we look at things down the road like redeveloping our e-filing system to make that simpler. Well, now it's time to show you what you came here to see, and that's the demo. Jeff Chumley is going to walk through a couple of scenarios. He'll take about 15 minutes, and he's going to focus on the new features that you may not have seen before on the old site, and I think some exciting things of how we can get to data that we haven't been able to do before. And a reminder, we'll be downstairs after this to take any questions and also provide more detailed demos. Take it away, Jeff.
Thank you, Alec. I'm going to be demonstrating the campaign finance section of the beta website, and to get there, you scroll down a little bit, and it's the first tile here that says Explore Campaign Finance Data. Now, before I start, all the new features and a lot of the improved features here started out as requests from users, and with 18F's methodology, when you take a request like that, once it appears that it's enough people want to see this, and you build scenarios. What person would use this? What questions would they ask that this needs to answer so that during the development process, you're not just making a thing, but you're making a thing that you can check against the needs of the users. So when you're finished with it, it's very useful. I thought I would take that methodology and sort of turn it around and create a scenario of myself to walk you through using some of the highlights here. We won't be looking at everything, but the highlights. So my scenario is I've just moved to Pennsylvania. And I am a freelance writer, and I've moved to Pennsylvania from New Jersey. Okay, so not only am I a freelance writer, but I'm a politically aware guy. I want to know in my new home state who's running for what and what's going on in federal politics. So the first thing I see is a brand new feature of the website, and I can go to my state and district to see who the candidates are. I'm new here, I don't know my district yet, but I do know my zip code. So I'm going to put in my zip code, 7110 in Harrisburg, and scroll down and I'll see results. I've got presidential election, which of course is no different than it was back in New Jersey, so I'm going to scroll down beyond that to the Pennsylvania Senate. Looks like there's a 2016 race and that the current office holder is Patrick Toomey. And if I want to look at more, I can choose View All, so I'm going to do that. Now, we have a candidate comparison that shows the six candidates there who have filed campaign finance reports. Now, this kind of information you can get to on our current site, but not nearly as directly. And I can then scroll down further to something that really is new, and that's a direct comparison of candidates by contribution size and by contribution location. Now, I can see the six candidates here, and I can see that it's broken into from under 200 to 2,000 and over with different slices in between. And I can look at the data. I'm a data guy. I can look at the numbers, or at a glance, I can see where the big numbers are by the size of the bar under the number. So I think that's pretty useful. And again, I'm just poking around here. I'm new. I'm just trying to get the lay of the land. So I'm going to scroll back up here a little bit and choose contribution location. Now, I see it's by state and contribution total amounts by state. And that's interesting too. And again, I can see the numbers and I can see the bars. I could also click on the number if I want to see the transactions that go into making up that number. And you can see here, I'm not going to go deeply into this. If I want to drill down into here, I've got a lot of search options on the side. I could narrow it down to city and people's names and various things. And if I want to see more detail on a particular transaction, I can click on the little flyout arrow and see more information. I could look at the original image. Remember, this is a Senate report, so it's on paper. I could go actually look at the image. Okay, I think that's that's interesting, I think, as the new Pennsylvania guy. Okay, new Pennsylvania guy also notices over here, I've been looking at tabular data, I can look at a map. The map shows, it shows the incumbent, but it's showing who has brought in the most money so far, and I can add one more, and it's the next most. And I could compare any two at a time, but for right now, I'll just compare these two. And it's a graphic representation, and I can mouse over the states, and we see the different amounts. And while I'm here, I might think this is interesting. I might want to put this page on my blog. Okay. I notice, by the way the URLs are written, that unlike our current site, you can just capture this URL and use it anywhere you want. You could email it to somebody, you could put it on your blog, and they will see the same page you see. And the page will be updated based on the data. If you look at the same URL 6 months from now, the numbers will be different. They'll be correct numbers for 6 months from now. And the other thing I see that's that I want to check out here is the other spending tab. And that shows independent expenditures. Now, of course, right now there aren't a lot. As we get closer to the election, there will be a lot more. This amount spent by this organization to support or oppose this candidate. Okay. Now, that gives me a kind of an overview, but I'd like to get to know a little bit more about the incumbent. So I'm going to click on the link to Patrick Toomey. And there, I could have clicked on that link at any place that had Patrick Toomey's name, but it happened to be right there, so I clicked on it. And what I see is a kind of a little home page for Patrick Toomey's federal campaign finance. The first thing I notice is I'm looking at data for 2015 and 2016. And let me break character for a second and reinforce what Alex said. This is a two-year period, but this is a six-year candidate. This is, Senate is a six-year cycle. So we're looking at the best way to build in the ability to see it in the two-year slices or in a six-year slice, whichever you want. And since we're working on that now, it would be very helpful if you were on this page, if you clicked on the feedback box and gave us any thoughts that you have, any ideas about how to make that clear. And scroll down a little bit, and we see an overview, some big picture numbers, total receipts, total disbursements, ending cash on hand, and debt. Now, and you can get this information on our current website. This in itself isn't new, but the way we got here is brand new. And I can also see that Friends of Pat Toomey is his campaign committee, and if I want to look at more detailed information, I go there. Kind of like the other page was Pat Toomey's page, this is the Friends of Pat Toomey page. And it has a lot of stuff here that I can look at. There's a row of tabs here. Down here I can see, I can expand and not just see the total receipt figure, but see all the different breakouts of the different kinds of receipts. I can do the same for disbursements. I can see graphic representations during different periods of time for total receipts and disbursements and cash and debt. That all may be very interesting to me in the future. Remember, I'm a writer. I may be wanting to write stories and know about these things. But this tab, receipts from individuals. Now, you'll recognize this right away, I think. We saw this when we were comparing candidates, but here it's just the one candidate, and it shows both the tabular and the graphical representation side by side. And I can look at contribution size and see the same kind of breakout as before, but again, it's just this candidate. This is different, contribution employer, and this is something you can't get for instance, for Patrick Toomey on our current website. The employer, and the total amount from that employer. And again, I've already clicked through once, but I can click through to any of these numbers and see the actual transactions behind these numbers. And contribution occupation, again, this is brand new. We could go, for instance, and see all the attorneys who've made campaign contributions. Next to receipts from individuals, we have disbursements, and we have some purpose categories and the total amounts that line up with those purpose categories. That's interesting and new. And we can go to recipients and see where the money has been sent. Rather than just looking at each transaction, we can see them grouped together and get a big picture idea of how much money goes to different vendors. We could also click through and see the actual transactions. Then we have money between committees and have other committees who have made contributions to Patrick Toomey's committee. And we could also look at disbursements from Patrick Toomey. I happen to know there are none yet, so there's nothing here. The last tab is filings, and it shows the current two-year period filings, and that may change when we go to 6 years. Or I could look at all filings from this committee. Now, the all filings thing is kind of cool because some of these committees have been around for many years and have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of filings, but you may want to pick a particular year, and you can do that here with a date range, or a particular type of report, like pre-election reports or something, if you wanted to drill down to just what you're looking for. And that's probably the last part of this Pennsylvania interested in elections guy thing, but now the new Pennsylvania freelance writer that has some ideas might want to look around in a different part of the campaign finance data. I've had this thought about social media and campaigns. Now, all of this is new to varying degrees. For instance, you can search for receipt data, and you can search for candidates and committees on our current website, but this is much more flexible. If you click through to these, you see lots of other options. But the most new, that's not very good, but I'm going to say it anyway, the most new feature here is the disbursement data, because you really can't get to that in a very flexible way at all on our current website. And that matches up with my desire to dig into some data about social media. So I'm going to look at this. There's a number of things I can search by. I'm going to go down here to the purpose and just try social media. And come on. It's possible. Did I? I did. Thank you very much, Commissioner. Social media. You try it. I did that on purpose. It's a feature. Okay.
Gave everyone a heart attack.
Thank you. Yes. Ha ha. Okay. So moving right along, there aren't that many. There's 2,000, but I'd expect to see more than that. But I noticed quite a few for Facebook. So that gives me the idea that maybe instead of searching for social media, I'll go up here to the recipient and try Facebook, which I will spell correctly. And we'll see rather quickly that there are about 12,000 disbursements to Facebook, and that's pretty interesting. And being the hip media technical savvy guy that I am, where there's Facebook, there's usually Twitter. And yes, there is. Not as much, about 620, but that's okay. Let me try one more, because the Google is a big player in this area. Oh, and see our nice little waiting thing. I wanted to get a chance to show you that, because most of these searches happen too fast for that. Okay, about 8,000. All right, well, this gives me the thought that, yes, there might be something interesting for me to look here when I'm ready to sit down and start actually looking, working on a story. The other thing I wanted to dig into a little bit was I'm new in town, and another thought was restaurants and campaigns, because, you know, campaigns, people eat, they take people out to eat. There might be a story there. So let's correctly spell restaurant and see that I was right. There are a few. There's only 400, so maybe let's widen the net a little bit and just try food. Food, and I'm looking down here. There are about 88,000, so that's more like it. What about in my new hometown of Harrisburg? And again, notice how fast that was. This is really cool. 30, and hey, I've actually eaten at a couple of these places. That's very good. Okay, so this is cool. It's fast. And again, if I wanted to just grab this and link it on my blog, I just copy that and paste it. And as both as interested political guy and as freelance writer guy, I see there's a lot of use here. So that's pretty much the end of my scenario demo. I would like to point out a few things, and you can see them here. This is where we've been, the campaign finance data. There are some things on the horizon here. One of the next things will be registration and reporting information for people who want to be a candidate, run a committee, file reports with the FEC. We have a new calendar coming that's got cool features with linking up with things like Google Calendar and other calendars. We have, again, we've mentioned several times, I'll mention again, the 2, 4, and 6 year cycle information. And you may have noticed, some of you data people out there, that I haven't been exporting anything, and that would be really useful. That's one of the things that's coming soon, the ability, when you do any of these searches, to export the data into formats that could be useful to you. And that is pretty much it for me. Thank you. And like Alex said, we'll be down in public records mostly for the rest of the day to answer any questions anybody has. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alec. That was a great, great presentation. Really appreciate it. Fellow commissioners, anybody have any comments? Commissioner Goodman.
Yeah. As the chair mentioned, what you just saw, while it's still a work in progress, and we're asking for public feedback to make it better, what you just saw started as an idea. And it started as an idea of agreement at the chair's and my joint Senate confirmation hearing. And I want to thank all of the commissioners. This has been, so far, it is a $3.5 million project. $1.5 million spent last year and $1.9 budgeted by this commission with by consensus for this year. And I just want to thank and congratulate the team that has worked in an inspired fashion to make an idea become a palpable, concrete result that you just saw. And so, as the chair mentioned, the principal mission of this agency is to be a clearinghouse for all of the campaign expenditures in America, so that journalists, so that nonprofit groups, and most importantly, so that average citizens can access that data, and it will be clear to them, it will be speedily accessed, and it will be clear. And that is the number one fiduciary duty that this agency has to the American people for the billions of dollars that are reported here through this clearinghouse. And I believe that this is a great first step toward fulfilling that fiduciary duty. And I want to, not to the exclusion of anybody, but I want to thank Alec Palmer for leading this project for our agency and for his inspired creativity and diligence and competence in pulling this project together. So, Mr. Palmer, thank you. I want to thank your team. The commissioners didn't do this. Our staff, working with the coders at 18F, did this. I just think that we at the commission owe our staff a big debt of gratitude and appreciation for developing what you just saw. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Goodman. Any other comments? Commissioner Weintraub has laryngitis, so she's going to be speaking through hand gestures today. All right.